Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited to bring another great guest to you today. Her name is Nettalee Thomas, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. Now, you know, I've said this before. I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you actually do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you. And that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I always want to make sure that I acknowledge you for that. Time is our most precious asset, and I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I'd love to know what you think about the show, so please subscribe, rate, leave me a review, connect with me on Facebook or my website at BonnieGressel.com. I would love to hear your feedback. Now join me in welcoming our guest for today, Nettalee Thomas. Nettalee Thomas is the CEO of Chance & Water USA. She's also many other things. She's an author, mother, grandmother, former foster mother, businesswoman, health expert, educator, and engaging speaker. Nettalee opened her first retail store at age 23. Her Chance & Water USA office had humble beginnings in 2008 because it started in a home office with her garage as the warehouse. But the company's skyrocketing quickly took them to a 5,300 square foot facility in Laguna Hills, California. And by the end of her second year, they were making $2.2 million in sales with distributorships nationwide. Nettalee enjoys educating and giving back to those around her and has deeply embedded these core values into the company's culture. Nettalee loves sharing her story about how drinking ionized water took away her arthritic pain from a 20-year-old knee injury, improved her vision and overall health, and led her to the business that she really feels she can make a difference in people's lives. We're going to have Nettalee join us on the show right after this short break, and then let's get into our conversation. It's going to be a juicy one. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Nettalee. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I'm so excited to be with you and your listeners today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to get into our conversation. We chatted just a little bit before the show, and oh my goodness, you've got lots of things to share. So I tell a little bit, obviously, about people in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with our listeners a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to what you do today?
Well, my journey's been incredible. I jumped into college 2 weeks after high school and had a baby while I was in college getting my two-year AA degree and started a business when she was a year old, and that was a retail business, and then got pregnant again, and there was a health hazard actually in the retail store that I had, and 2 weeks before I was due to have my son, I closed that business down, and I literally began to be a stay-at-home mom, and I was a stay-at-home mom for 22 years. I parented 17 foster children, my two natural children. I adopted two of the foster children, And literally, I'm like in my second life now. I have a multi-million-dollar business. I have a 5,300-square-foot facility. And that's quite a contrast for somebody that, yes, you know, only has a two-year degree and was a stay-at-home mom for 22 years. So the water ionization business came about for us in that my husband at the time was researching alternative therapies for his mother for lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And we came across a Tony Robbins DVD. We're real big followers of Tony Robbins. I love his energy. I love his enthusiasm. And I just keep watching because that energy is mesmerizing to me. Mm-hmm. And we found a health DVD that he had done, and he did an interview with a specific doctor, and he talked about water ionizers and what they did for the water. And my husband, who at that time had studied health for many years and had been a bodybuilder, said, "Oh my gosh, this is the missing link." And we bought one and began drinking it. I was a complete skeptic. And he was testing every water in sight and found great differences. And within a month, he said, "We are changing businesses. People need this." And I was like, well, what just happened here, you know? And now I had begun to see results personally after a month. So my belief level had changed dramatically over 30 days. My knee had been injured. I'd fallen when I was in my 20s. And I had had pain, severe pain, for 20 years. And we had moved into a two-story home, and the arthritis in my knee was just excruciating. And I believed that I was going to need a knee replacement surgery. And in about 30 days of drinking the water, the pain went away. Now, for me, that's been 10 years. And as long as I continue drinking the water, I don't have a problem with my knee. There was a period of time where I was remodeling my home and my ionizer wasn't hooked up at home, and I was spending less time at work than I was at home supervising this remodel. And I did begin to get a little bit of pain back. But as I, you know, went back on the water, that's resolved again.
Wow. So. That's an amazing journey. How about It makes me wonder about your mother-in-law with the lung cancer. How did she do? I mean, that's a serious thing, and it's not easily fixed.
You know, and it wasn't fixed. My mother-in-law did pass away. She did not start drinking the water. She was very far in her cancer battle. She had spent a lot of money, and honestly, my belief is that she was so in debt, she was afraid of getting better because she didn't know how she would overcome that debt. She said to my husband, "I live to eat. I will not eat to live." Because what we were trying to get her to do was go on a completely green diet and drink the water. So she was completely alkalizing her body. And what we found over the years, part of my skepticism originally was the fact that we heard that the water addressed so many issues, and they were so broad. You know, you would hear testimonials about asthma and arthritis and high cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. You know, you hear things about cancer. And I would scratch my head, and to me they were so random. But as I began to study and dig deeper, I learned that they all had a root in inflammation. And I went, wow. And I'm constantly talking to doctors and asking more questions about that. And they all admit that that seems to be the pattern and where this water is able to help the body balance itself.
Wow. That's interesting. Yes, I'm a firm believer that chronic inflammation is at the root of almost all of our diseases if we live long enough to get them. So,
and people don't realize that our diet, how desperately it affects our body. They don't realize the things that they're drinking. They don't realize that one sip of soda is so acidic. It's about a 4 on the pH level. That's 1,000 times more acidic than tap water or your blood, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And your blood has to work very hard to balance itself, to defend itself against that acidity that we're putting in. Now, we can put acidity in different ways. We can do it through stress. We can do it through exercise. But diet is the primary way. And once people grasp this and they understand how easy it is to incorporate this water in their life. Most people don't like the taste of water. They're used to things that have flavor or sweet, and they can very easily adjust to this water and begin to crave it, actually. It doesn't really taste different. It kind of feels different in your mouth and in your body, and your body will begin to let you know how much you want it. One of the surprising facts that I tell people, I've now been selling water ionizers for 10 years, have had the exclusive for Chansen water for 8 years, and in that amount of time, I believe we've had about 25 refunds. Now, It's an expensive product. If it didn't work, you better believe we'd have more refunds than that.
Right.
You know, but even if people don't feel a specific difference, they intuitively know that it's doing something for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, their body is telling them.
Exactly.
Because it feels better.
Exactly.
It sounds like you've become pretty scientific through this business.
I get a little deer in the headlights when there's a lot of scientific information thrown at me, but I have studied a lot more medical information over the years because of this. And we do know that the water molecule size is smaller. It penetrates the cells deeper. It's able to remove more toxins. It has a negative charge on it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that it's important for people to understand, because there are newer products coming on the market all the time. For example, there are bottled alkaline waters now. There are non-electric ionizers claiming to do the same thing. Well, that's not accurate. And one of the things that we've done is we do a lot of testing. We have a lot of videos. We do our testing live. We don't, do a lot of editing to change any results, or we don't do any editing to change the results. But this is one of the areas where I've come to believe more and more over the years. For instance, in the beginning, we were always told that the water would disinfect on contact. Well, that just was mind-boggling to me. I didn't believe it, couldn't imagine it, and certainly wouldn't say it. And now that I have done my own testing, we have paid to have third-party independent lab testing done on our acidic water, and we paid to have it tested on E. coli and on staph. And when they test it immediately after spraying the water, there is no bacteria found. And that's remarkable. We know it kills other bacteria. Those were the only two that we paid to have tested. I had a health department meter that I started out long before that doing my own testing here in the office. I thought, where am I going to find, bacteria? And I thought, I have this funny feeling about the men's bathroom door handle. And swabbed it and did the test, and gosh, I don't remember the numbers right now. Anything over a 15 is considered unhealthy, and I believe the numbers were somewhere in the range of 137. Now, it's been years since I've done this test, and I don't talk about it often, but within seconds when retested, it was under a 7, and under a 15 is considered fine, and anything over a 7 is 15 is not fine.
So, my next question typically is, what makes your business and you unique? And I think this kind of might be it, that you actually are so involved in the product that you sell. I don't know. What do you think makes your business unique?
Well, definitely we have a lot of competitors. I've always felt there were enough sales for everybody. I didn't feel that I needed to lie about anything to justify sales. And unfortunately, I have some competitors that don't share that feeling. I always positioned us as an educator. I wanted to tell the truth in the industry. And the first 2 years that we were working in this industry, we were selling all the different brands that were on the market at the time. Now, there are some newer ones that have come out. And I just wanted to do apples-to-apples testing so that I could talk to my customer appropriately. So that testing that was done at that time was completely unbiased. Now, you can look later and say, well, they have the exclusive to Janssen. And that's true, but we didn't at the time that we did all the original testing. And we took ionizers apart. We looked at the insides. We researched if somebody said they had a certification. We researched to see if they really did. And it was at that time we began to find out that there were a lot of things out that weren't true. And so one of the things I started to tell you when I got sidetracked was the differences in these bottled alkaline waters, for example. One of the benefits of water from a water ionizer is that you get an electrical charge. You get something called ORP, which stands for oxidation reduction potential. That's a negative charge that behaves like an antioxidant, and it addresses free radicals in your body. Well, that's an unstable charge. It can only last about 12 to 24 hours, and you do not get that in the bottled waters. When we test the bottled waters, you get a positive ORP, which means it's oxidizing to your body. And then the non-electric ionizers are using chemicals and minerals to alter the water. And there are no long-term studies have been done on that or on their results. The beautiful thing is water ionizers have been around for about 40 years now in the current state that they're in. They were noted to be certified to be medical devices in both Japan and Korea back in the 60s and the 70s. And Italy has just certified the Janssen brand as a medical device. And we're very proud of that. We're proud of the medical testing that we do. There are definitely some unique features about our products that our competitors don't have. Most of our competitors cannot make the strong disinfecting water that we can make. They do make acidic water that can be used on your skin. There's so many uses for our water that it takes quite a bit of time to explain it. Our machines are used in hotels to replace their toxic cleaning chemicals. And one of the things we're trying to do is reach out to more hotels because that's a benefit to the guests. It's a benefit to the environment. It saves the hotel money. And it's certainly a benefit to the hotel staff's health in, you know, not inhaling toxic chemicals and getting it in their eyes and their respiratory system when they're cleaning.
Oh, right. So, you know, tell me a little bit, Natalie, about your journey as an entrepreneur. I mean, you go from being a stay-at-home mom, or at least partly time of staying at home, with, you know, all these kids, to becoming almost a scientist in your business with the testing and all of these sorts of things with the ionizers. Tell me about that journey a little bit and how that went.
You know, I give God the glory and I lean on Him for everything, absolutely everything. And I just pinch myself sometimes in awe of the path that He took me on. And one of the things that I understand now in hindsight is that nothing is ever wasted. You know, I got that 2-year college degree and then I stayed home for 22 years and you go, well, what was that about? And another time I took a Quark class, and a Quark is a very underknown program, and I took the class. I never used Quark in my life after I took the class. But it taught me the basics of how to use most other programs. Mm-hmm. And like most entrepreneurs, I have started other businesses. I wrote a book in 1998. It's retitled now. It's out of print, and digitally it can be purchased, called The Desperate Parent's Handbook. I really wanted to help people, and that's a huge part of my journey. Everything I do is about helping people. And you sit and you go, well, this happened, or this didn't work out right, or, you know, I did a little typing business from home for a little while to help contribute to the family finances. And prior to going into the water ionizer business, my husband and I at the time had a construction business. And you say, well, construction and then help? But honestly, the plumbing experience came in huge for our water business because my husband knew things that the competitor didn't, and we were able to bring in pre-filtration. Now, most of the people have copied us at this point, but we were able to make simple configurations for the customer. And this pre-filtration, because the water ionizer reduces the water molecule size and dries it deeper into your cells, we wanted to remove as much of the contaminants before it went into your body. Mm. And so everything is not wasted. It's used in one way or the other. I call it precept upon precept. And you can have this 20-year gap and suddenly something makes sense in your life. So I'm very grateful for that. We went from working in our garage and five people in one bedroom in our home, literally directly over to a 5,300 square foot facility, beautiful office space, cherry wood. We have a warehouse. We do all our repairs here. We do all our testing here. And it's just an amazing process that I'm very privileged to steward.
Wow. Well, I always say, and I say this a lot, so people who've listened to the show before will say, oh, yeah, she's saying it again. But I always say there are no accidents. Everything that we experience brings us to who we've become for a reason, because it's what we're supposed to do. It's what we're meant to do. So all of the education that you did early on in life, then you spent 22 years taking care of kids and the court class and all that, there are no accidents. Every one of those pieces, it sounds like, had to be there for you.
Well, I agree. And one of the things about taking care of the kids, let's use that for an example. Mm-hmm. At that time, my husband was a security guard. The most he ever made was $17 an hour. And that was with the same employer for 20 years. Well, you better believe I had to learn to budget in order to do that. Well, when you start out a business like Chanson, knowing how to budget was crucial.
We
started this business with $120,000 worth of debt. I was able to pay that off in completion in 1 year, which I was extremely proud of. And even my CPAs would laugh at my bookkeeping methods. I used QuickBooks, but at home, I used a envelope system. And I would put cash in my envelopes. I got the foster care money every month, and my husband got paid every 2 weeks. And it was critical that I be, you know, $17 an hour, and foster care doesn't reimburse you very much for your expenses. So I had to know every penny. Well, those skills and the skills of stewarding the children and dealing with their social workers and everything, their parents, all played into making me the businesswoman that I am today. Now, we talked about how much I love to help people. And one of the things that I'm just putting on the finishing touches on right now, and I'm very proud of, is called Princess Power. And I'm going to be releasing a 5-DVD series and a workbook to teach women all kinds of things about budgeting, saving on taxes, how to run a business, how to start their own business, how to work from home. One of my favorite tips in there is, well, first of all, I teach them how to budget if I didn't already say that, but I teach them how to save 67% on their groceries. That was such an amazing thing for me to spend so much less and literally have twice as much food. Was such a blessing at that time in my life back when I had all the children. I'm a grandmother now. I have a granddaughter that's going to be 16 this year. And a lot of people, when they see my picture, typically think I'm in my late 30s.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we met earlier, and I had no idea that you had a grandchild that old.
Well, I was a young grandmother. I was a grandmother at 38, but I do credit the water to, helping me age gracefully.
Sure. Sure. Wow. So, if you had to leave, say our listeners today couldn't fit anything else in their brain except for maybe one more thing, what is the most important thing especially in terms of your entrepreneurial journey, going from, basically a stay-at-home mom, to the fantastic, successful businesswoman you are today, what one thing, what golden nugget would you like to share with them that they take away with today?
Well, I've got to be greedy and give you two, because I love helping people. Number one is tenacity. You will get knocked down. You will have failures. You will try things that don't work. You have to get back up. You have to keep trying. And the other is balance. It cannot all be about work. When you are starting up a business, it can require 14 to 16 hours a day. But for your health, for your well-being, for your spiritual well-being, you have to have balance. And especially if you have a young family, balance is critical. When I first started this business, I brought my parrot to work with me. Actually, she's here. I take her back and forth. And we have a cat here at the office. And it's so important to me, you know, that's outside the box a little bit, but having my life is as important to me as having the business. And for me, the business has never been about money. It's been about helping people and knowing that I would make money along the way. We're very committed to giving money back. And we've always done that from the beginning of the business, but tenacity. Stick to things, stay balanced, try again if what you've tried hasn't worked, and keep going.
That's a fabulous golden nugget because, you know, the only people who really, and this is a Bonnie-ism maybe, but to me, the only people who really don't succeed are the people who quit.
Absolutely.
If you don't quit, if you're tenacious enough, if you're persistent enough, you will be successful.
Well, when I started that business when I was 23 years old, it was a retail store. It was called Past and Presents. It was antiques and crafts and things like that. And my grandmother said to me, Natalie, the worst thing that can happen is you will fail. But you've already failed if you don't try. And she said, you will get more than your college education in this effort of trying. And I thought that was brilliant. And sometimes I still ask myself today, well, what's the worst thing that can happen if I do X, you know, whatever it is? And you weigh it out. And sometimes you don't always know that you're making the right decision, but you need to be decisive and make a decision.
Yeah. That taking action piece is something that I think sometimes people struggle with. You know, because for whatever reason, fear is a big one. But taking a risk, taking action, stepping out of your comfort zone. But to be successful in business, I truly believe that that's a requirement.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, most businesses don't last 5 years. And the ones that do last 5 years don't usually make it 10 years. And that tells you a lot right there. But if you don't try, you're never going to accomplish anything.
You know, and personally, I always think about, okay, when I'm 80-some years old, am I going to look back on my life and say, oh, I wish I would have? You know, having those regrets, that's, I don't want to think that way about anything. I don't want to have any regrets.
That's beautiful. I love that. That's beautiful.
So thank you so much for sharing your journey with all of us today. It's And tenacity, that perseverance, that not giving up. Boy, I can't say enough about how much I really, you know, agree with you on that, because to me, that's it. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere if you do, you know, quit or give up. So I know that people are going to want more about you. They're going to want more of you. You're going to want to know about your water filtration systems and to get in touch with you, perhaps. What's the best way to do that, Natalie?
Well, thank you so much. They can find us at chansonwater.com, and that's spelled C-H-A-N-S-O-N, and of course, water, W-A-T-E-R.com. And if they wanted to talk with me personally about anything, they can call my office or send an email, and we're happy to reach back out if anybody has questions about the water. And I'll soon be releasing my Princess Power product. We're just wrapping up on that. They can contact me through Chanson for that as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'll put your website on the show page so that people will be able to access it easily as well. So tell me a little bit more about, before we we end for today, tell me a little bit more about Princess Power. You know, I know that you mentioned some of the things that are in there. What kind of person would that be for? I mean, what's the idea?
You know, I've definitely marketed it, or created it, I guess I would say, for women. And I have sections that focus for the stay-at-home mom. I have sections that focus for the divorced woman restarting her life. I have things for the girl just getting right out of college and tackling her first job and her student loans. And I really work to teach women in there about how to bring more value to their relationships, whether it's the relationship with themselves or with someone else. By being able to spend less and have more also creates more time in your life to be more available to the people around you or to do things that you enjoy. So that's kind of where we're going with that product. Again, it's 5 DVDs and a workbook, and there are a lot of different sections in there. There's a section on how to do an extravagant budget wedding, how to decorate your home on a budget, shopping for clothes, how to eat out on a budget, taking a budget vacation.
Wow, that sounds like such needed information for so many people out there who struggle with money, you know, and so it really helps them to use that in a better way.
And we are going to be offering free videos. The sign-up isn't available just yet. By the time your listeners listen to it, they may be able to go to princesspower.com and sign up on our email for free videos. And then also, we're going to offer to your listeners, if you're interested, a $200 chance and gift card. And they can just let us know that they heard about us on your show, and then that card will be available to them.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you so much for your generosity in offering that. You know, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day today, Natalie. It's wonderful that you're able to share this, and I'm really in awe. I'm impressed with your journey. So thank you so much for sharing with our listeners here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, and God bless you. It's my joy and pleasure to be with you today.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this invaluable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.